不行啊，我。
Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today, June 7th, 2020, we'll be shoujo and telling about volumes 10 through 17 of Haruka, Beyond the Stream of Time by Toko Mizuno. I'm not your host, Ashley McDonald.
But you are, Ashley Zoffman.
I am.
Hello.
Hi.
we're just gonna go with it.
All right. Yeah.
Fine. Cool. I'm your host, Ash McDonald. Weird, I know. I failed at reading, so Asher decided to read for me. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing the summary,
he took pity on me.
It's fair enough.
I see.
And our apparently, according to voice recognition software, our voices are similar enough, so...
Oh, that's true. I tried to get a transcript of an episode that was just me and Asher... using just a computer transcription software, and it could not even discern the difference between our voices, so it was not very helpful. Thanks. Glad I paid $0 for that as a trial. So that's fun. Okay, well, we're back to discuss the second half of Haruka, a manga that definitely nobody has read except us. Asher has feelings about that. Okay.
So what happened in this back half of the series?
Back half of the series. Okay. Well, as was happening at the end of the last volume that we read for the first batch, they were looking for the four talismans.
Right. We're talking about the back half of a series, so it's all going to be spoilers.
Oh yes. Spoiler alert. If you don't know anything about Haruka, you're just going to be very confused. Even reading Haruka is confusing.
Yeah, I was going to be like, I read all of Haruka and I'm still confused.
So you're just going to be extra confused. So just don't do it. Okay. And don't go read Haruka. Maybe you watch the anime. Listen, if you thought Haruka sounded interesting from the first episode, Haruka is currently legally streaming on Tubi. You can watch it just suffering through some ads.
Yeah, it was one ad in the middle of the episode, yeah. So it wasn't even that bad.
Yeah, so have fun. We can confirm that it made a lot more sense than the first volume of the manga did.
Yeah, but it wasn't as pretty as the manga ended up being.
Yeah. Well, it's still a shoujo anime from the early 2000s. I don't even think it matters when it was made. Shoujo anime budget is just... Is it there? I don't know. Sometimes. Not for this one.
Yeah. Sometimes. There's the Fruits Basket remake.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's Haruka Beyond the Stream of Time.
Yeah. Those are the two extremes that we have. But yeah. Okay, I mean, I guess we could talk about that now. Before explaining what happened in this, Asher and I, since in the first, episode that we discussed the series, we were like, man, the first volume just made no sense.
it if you didn't listen to that one, it physically, visibly didn't make sense. I could not tell what was happening. Yeah. It's not just character motivations don't make sense. It's and then there was a transition, but there was nothing to indicate the transition. So is it really a transition?
Yeah, you're just in a different place now and you didn't know. So we did watch the first episode of the anime, and we were like, okay, this makes sense.
I can tell what is happening.
Yeah, you can tell what is happening. There's a logical progression between what has happened. You still don't... It introduces all the characters way too fast, and you still don't care about any of them, but it made sense, so an improvement. Truly.
I actually thought it did do a slightly better job of making me care about a couple of characters.
Interesting. It reminded me of why I bothered to watch it partially back in the day, beside it being, a shoujo anime. Yeah, I was like, I remember that Tenma had the same voice actor as Vaughn in Escaflowne, which is my favorite anime. And then Yurihisa started talking, and I was like, Yurihisa has strong Alan vibes. And no, the same actor. And I was like, okay, I can see how this would have, if it somehow got on my radar, I would have, just been like, okay, I will keep watching this, you know?
Yeah, I thought that first episode, I was like, at first I was like, Shimon's voice is, I hate this. I just, there's a certain, like, timbre of voice that I just don't enjoy. I was like, oh, no, Shimon. But then, like, I was like, oh, Shimon's a good kid. He's actually being very brave right now.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't get that from the manga. He probably did the exact same thing, but because I couldn't tell what was happening.
Oh, yeah. I do think, like, actually the exact same thing happened, but it was just not followable in the manga.
Exactly. So I cared more about Shimon. I ended up liking Yorihisa a little bit more because I was like, oh, that's what you're doing. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. You tried to fix this. Okay.
Okay, that's allowed.
Yeah. Tenma wasn't in the episode enough, but, you know, at the end, it's like, oh, no, Tenma is gonna be in danger. It's like, oh, well, instant sympathies, you know?
Instant sympathies with Tenma. Even as he's lounging about in, like, a demon.
Lounging about. He wasn't in... See, this also confused me. I thought there was an actual demon world because of the first volume of Haruka. I thought... Kyo. I did it again. I thought Tenma ended up in a demon world. But no, he just ended up, like, outside the capital.
Oh, yeah. So he was just chilling on some grass. Like, it was like, Tenma's in trouble, but he's just, like, lying down right now. And you're like, okay. Cool. No, overall, the best thing about Haruka is still the opening theme song. I'm not gonna lie. Y'all should listen to it. Watch the episode just for the opening theme, you know? Just report back to me. Okay. Okay, now we will discuss what happened in these volumes in particular. So, yes. At the end of the last batch that we read, they had, like, found one of the talismans or something. So now they found the other three talismans. Which each one symbolizes one of the four gods, which, like... You summon those before summoning Ultra God, Dragon God.
Yeah.
So,
haven't you ever watched, like, Yu-Gi-Oh? This is how it works. You summon monsters, and then you destroy them to summon other monsters. I don't actually remember how Yu-Gi-Oh works.
That seems vaguely right. let's see. In finding some of the talismans, the Tengu character, who I did really... I think I liked him a lot from the anime. Not gonna lie. Gets killed by Iktidarl Icky. Who is the good demon. Let's see. Yeah, that arc's like, whatever. Then it becomes... It's like, hey, this is a romance, and there are eight... eligible bachelors.
Remember, this was based on it, or this was, I guess, based on an Otome game is the best way to say it.
I guess.
They were intertwined from the beginning.
Yeah. An adaptation of an Otome game, like something like that. So, yes. So then all the menfolk realize they are in love with Akane. And Akane also realizes that they are sexy menfolk who maybe she wants to kiss. Some love confessions happen, and some of them are better than others.
Oh, yes. Some of them shouldn't have happened.
No.
No.
Some of them were pure joy.
Some of them were great and hilarious.
We're both talking about one in particular. We'll get there.
We'll get there. He's the one we agree on, is like, as like peak.
Peak.
Just peak. Guy.
Yeah. The best.
We have our individual favorites, but we're both like, yes.
Yes. We're talking about Yasuaki. Yes!
Yasuaki. Yasuaki.
Yasuaki. We're done now. End this podcast. Icky is trying to stop the war between the capital and the demon clan because he doesn't want to fight. Fighting is bad, kids, and the demon clan is in bad shape. We only ever see four of them, so... but Icky is just kind of like, Akram, who is the head of the demon clan, knows that Icky is a good boy, and he's like, oh, Icky, I know what you're gonna do. Like, you think you're doing a solid for the Guardians, but no. And it turns out that Akram has put a curse on the four gods that when they are summoned, all the Guardians get stabbed with an arrow and then forget who Akane is. It's worse than death. Oh, no.
Wait. No, it was even better. They were shot with the arrow, right? Yes. This, like, metaphysical arrow somehow. Like, it caused them physical pain, but it was also, like, not real.
Mm-hmm. It's magic. It was magic.
And it broke their hearts, literally. It, like, shattered their hearts. It was so dumb.
It was pretty torturous at this point. I was like, no, I don't want, like, four volumes of them not remembering Akane.
It's just very annoying. Yeah, it's like, well, what was the point of all that everything?
Character buildup, man. Yeah.
They were all reset.
Yeah. Ugh. It was mean.
Except for Yasuaki.
Because Yasuaki's the best. Oh, Yasuaki. He had a time in these volumes, for sure.
He sure did.
So, Akane, of course, does not like that all her hot menfolk have forgotten who she is and are in danger.
Tenma and Shimon remembered her, but they didn't remember anything about being in the capital, which was its own weird...
Yeah. Obviously, they remembered who Akane was because they were friends in the present-day world and not 1,000 years ago, Kyoto or whatever. So Akane is like, oh, no, the capital will fall. And all my boy toys don't remember who I am. So I'ma go purify the source of the curse. And Ikki's like, I can lead you there. And then they get there, and Akram's like, you have activated my trap card.
So it is Yu-Gi-Oh!
Dummies. Yeah.
You forgot to mention that one guardian does go with her.
Yes, only Yorihisa goes with her, who is good samurai boy, who is good. That is his whole personality. He is good samurai boy.
He's a good boy, yeah.
He's a good boy. He literally gets compared to a dog, and that's a perfect... What a good boy, Yorihisa.
It is honestly a perfect comparison. Yeah. And he didn't really have a personality before volume 14. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the one with his backstory.
I don't remember. Brother. Oh, yeah, probably. Is that when they meet? I don't...
Yes.
Numbers.
Something like that, somewhere around there. Yeah. So... Akram's like, no, dummy, the source of the curse is not in this demon den that you've been lured into. The curse was in the dragon pool all along.
Yeah, it was the Senshin, Senshin Sen Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
in... It was exactly where they were doing the summoning there,
and they were like, oh no, that's now we have to contain the impurities from this. And it's like, well, yes, that's the source of the everything. You know. And then Yorihisa's like dying.
Right, Yorihisa gets pretty beat up in the demon den.
Yeah. And Akane's like, no, Yorihisa, don't die. And then Akane's like, wait a minute, I'm a dragon goddess.
She's the priestess of the dragon god.
She's like, I got magical powers.
I forget who it was. It was probably Yasuaki. No, it was Princess Fuji, who was like, you can heal.
Yeah.
Suddenly. Late game revelation.
Right, late game revelation, yeah. So somehow they make it back. Yorihisa is about to die. And Akane is like, no. Don't die. Hug. You're healed now.
Yep.
Yep. And then they beat up all the demon badness. I don't know. It was actually kind of confusing.
That was actually... I don't know what happened there.
Yep.
They did purify everything.
They purified
Completely
everything.
Completely unclear what happened to the demon clan.
Nope. Yeah. No, I don't know. Somehow Tenma's sister, who was... evil black dragon.
The priestess of the black dragon.
Evil black dragon.
She herself, her theme was butterflies.
Yes. She also was fine, but had very unclear motivations at the end here.
She was trying to help.
She was trying to help. Okay, yes. Akane decides that Yorihisa is the best of the menfolk. And in true Fushigi Yugi fashion, somehow wills Yorihisa to exist in the current present day.
Oh, I thought he just like came with her through the well.
Yeah, whatever, fine.
I'm pretty sure
fine.
He was still like, I don't get the modern
she
world.
She didn't just make up a new Tamahome.
He just got a haircut.
He just got a haircut and some modern day clothes and is like, what is school?
Well, he's too old to go to school.
Yeah, what does he do all day? Ride around on Tenma's motorcycle?
Probably.
He's like, what is a convenience store? And they make him work at a convenience store. This is my official Haruka fanfiction now.
Are you going to write some official Haruka fanfiction? I support you in this.
Of course you do.
And join those two people making all the Haruka.
Oh my
content.
God, yeah. We looked up some Haruka fanfiction just to see popular pairings, and apparently there are like two people who just write a ton of Haruka fanfiction. So if either of you is listening to this, hello, and I'm sorry I don't know as much about Haruka as you probably do. But please be happy that anybody is talking about this. Okay, Asher.
Yes.
How did you feel generally about this ending?
Well, I thought the execution of it was very poor. Like
it was Haruka.
Look, I had been on board with Haruka's like getting better as it went along. Mm-hmm. Like volumes, I guess, like the middle of the series felt pretty solid.
Yeah.
But the last two or three volumes,
yeah,
I was bored and confused, which is a terrible combination.
Yeah. It's definitely, it dragged out the time where they forgot her way too much. It made me severely dislike Tomomasa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Tomomasa somehow, like, he was always kind of a womanizer, playboy, but you were like, okay, at least he's, like, good-natured about it. Then he, like, when he forgets Akane, he's just a freaking terrible person who hates everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Mizuno tried to make it, you know, like, oh, he's like this because he wants to be proven wrong. He wants her to prove him wrong. But it was kind of too little too late at that point.
Yeah.
He was just very poorly behaved.
He was insufferable. I was like, man, I can't believe you made me hate you. Like, why are you so insufferable right now?
Yeah. As for the ending itself, like, yeah, of course they won. Like, duh. I was glad that Ron got to have some agency, even if it ended up being a little confusing. I am very interested. I wish they had gone more into, like, whatever the heck happened between Ron and the Black Dragon God and Shirin.
I wish they had gone into anything more with Ron. Like, she was very underutilized. And then...
Yeah, I like her a lot.
I know. I'm like, man, the most interesting things in this series would have involved more Ron, and you didn't do it.
Just didn't do it.
It's very disappointing.
Yes. As for Akane's romantic choice, I stand by my, you know, what I said at the beginning of reading this, which is that, like, Yorihisa, Ashley spoiled me a little. She was like, I think she ends up with Yorihisa in the anime.
No, like, it's because I knew Volume 17's cover.
Okay. I didn't. And I was like, but why? Because Yorihisa is the one whose head we get the least into. We even get more into, like, Takemichi than Yorihisa.
I don't agree with that.
You don't think so? I don't know.
I don't think he's, like, no, because we get a lot of stuff with his brother. He's the one who gets to go on the thing at the end with Akane.
Yeah.
I feel like Aeson dropped off the face of the planet in this back half. I don't feel like we get into Tomomasa's, like, he gets that one good side story, I guess, in this.
There's that, and also, like, he's constantly, like, going off and doing, like, sneaky plot stuff.
Okay.
So, like, we get to see him behind the scenes in a way. Not quite behind the scenes, but, like, we see him sneaking off to move the story forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what he's like when he's not with Akane. For Yorihisa, it was very hard for me to get a sense of, like, who he was beyond, like, her guard.
Wait.
Even at the end, it's like, and I cannot make a move because I am her guard, and also I'm friends with Tenma, and Tenma likes her.
Yeah.
And I am a good boy, and, and I'm like, what do you want, Yorihisa?
He comes out then and is like, I want Akane all to myself. And screw you, Tenma.
Okay. All right. That was the literal, like, last second thing.
No. The last page was funny, where Akane was like, hey, Yorihisa, are you going to tell me that important thing that you wanted to tell me? And Tenma's like, it's going to take him years. I thought that was funny.
Oh, that's the other thing about the ending that I thought was just, like, bizarre.
Okay.
Shimon stayed in Heian, Japan.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Shimon,
you had hopes and dreams. You have a family.
Oh, he's like, it's way better here where they think I'm a demon.
Yeah. What?
It's true. How did Tenma and Akane, like, explain where Shimon is?
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did. Nobody cares.
I don't think they did.
The police definitely don't suspect them. That's all right. We're abolishing the police now, so it's all right. Politics. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. No. Shimon stays. I think, like, the idea is, oh, he's going to help the Heian Kyoto get over its demon phobia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to try to help Cephal, and I don't know, but, like, dude,
it's a bold choice.
It's a very bold choice and completely out of the blue, and, like, why? That should have been, like, Inori's job.
They were like, no, we replace Shimon with Yorihisa.
I mean, upgrade, but
they're like, no, you don't, this adult man is Japanese, ignore the fact that he does not have any identification for the past 21 years of his existence, it's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, end was very confusing, and the way it was executed was really weird, because at the pivotal moment, there was a time skip straight to, like, epilogue land, and then it flashed back to the pivotal moment, and I was like, no, that was a very bad choice.
Yeah, it definitely, like, regressed. it was like, no, why are you going back to, like, early Haruka? Like, still not as bad as first volume Haruka, because first volume Haruka is somewhere in the core of the earth, and anything above it is better. But, like, you know, it's still like, this is not how you should tell a story. Yeah, for sure. Like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of long-term things. Like, this was being written over the course of, what, like, 10 years?
Just 10 years.
Have trouble at the end. Like, ending is very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. And, like, this is Mizuno's one and only manga?
I think she has other short mangas.
Okay, well, this is a 17-volume series, so yes. Clearly not a short series.
I mean, again, I give Haruka a pass in a lot of ways because it was one of the first Otome games. And it's clearly, like, yeah, it's one of the early instances of this type of franchise, right? So I'm like, I get why it went wrong, right? It's like, it doesn't change the fact that it's wrong.
Yeah, it was not an enjoyable story experience. The art still was very pretty.
Oh, yeah. No, the art got way better.
Yeah.
There's one point where Akane also ties her hair up a little bit and then, like, wears, like, men's clothing for a little bit. And I'm like, girl, this is such an upgrade.
I think she's been wearing men's clothes.
Oh, they just get confused about it for some reason. Because they forget her.
They forget her, and they're like, why is this strange woman wearing men's clothes? And then also, like, she rips the sleeves off, and, like, that's a look.
I know, it was hot. That was a good look. What's up, girl? Yeah. We're
into it. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. The ending for me was definitely boring.
Yeah.
It was okay, this is a very basic story. There are some things I like. And a lot of things, and I'm like, I've seen this done so much better, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, even with Akane and Yurahisa, it's just like, I don't know. All their scenes are like, they're cute, but they have no chemistry because they don't have personality.
Yes, neither of them.
Yeah.
Akane does, like, develop something of a personality over the course of 17 volumes.
Yeah.
But we don't actually see her personality play against Yurahisa very much. Because they're always, when they're together, they're always acting in their roles as priestess and samurai. Which is like, yeah, no, the bodyguard trope is great. But we need more tension.
Yeah.
The real romantic tension, I think, that Akane had with any of the guys was Tenma, obviously.
Yeah.
She had good romantic tension with Tenma. I think it's good and interesting that she ended up turning him down. Like, we don't see that a lot. Mm-hmm. Childhood friend almost always gets the girl.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know, that's true. You're right. It may not be true. But the chances are higher.
Yeah, you see why it creates tension and everything, and why you would be conflicted about it.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. And then the other ship I could have been like, okay, I see the tension here, was Akane and Asen.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been like too, you know, tooth-rottingly cute.
Yeah.
They're just two very sweet people.
They would have annoyed each other, actually, very fast with the...
Yeah, probably.
Overly polite, yeah.
Yeah, probably. They would have annoyed us before they annoyed each other, but...
It's true.
But I think definitely more build up there than with Yurahisa. Like, she did have really cute scenes with Yurahisa.
Yeah.
But it just felt forced.
Yeah. I guess. So, did you have a favorite character?
Yes.
You seemed hesitant.
It's between two. And okay, it has been between two since.
You're allowed to have two, last episode. I guess.
I'm allowed? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Takamichi and Asen are my faves.
Really? Still?
Yeah.
They didn't do nothing.
I know they didn't. They got to do all their stuff in volume 9.
Asen had. Got Tengu killed.
Well, Asen and Yasuaki.
Yes. Fine.
I wasn't that attached to Kotengu. I thought that actually the fallout of his death was pretty cool and interesting.
Yasuaki had time.
It did a lot of character development for Yasuaki.
Yeah. Talk about death, using death to build a different character. Whoa! Okay.
Yeah. God. I think the three of them, Yasuaki, Asen, and Akane, grew a lot from that. And it got Iktadarl involved, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like, they're still my two favorites. Like, they're the ones that, like, I look at them and I'm like, oh, you make me happy.
Okay.
Who do I think is the best character is Yasuaki.
Okay, I mean, yes. I actually really like Ikki. I'm a terrible person.
That doesn't make you a terrible person. It does make you have terrible taste in facial hair.
Okay, whatever. I think that his hair is very good, though.
Oh, yeah. The hair on the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's good.
That's okay. We can just rip off the little stupid goatee.
You can shave him.
Yeah, we just
shave.
No, rip it off. He deserves it.
I mean, yes.
He killed Tengu.
He did kill Tengu.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like, you know, if Ikki is very good, but on the bad side, and I'm like, I'm attracted to it, you know?
We should also point out that Iktidarl is the most, like, traditionally masculine-looking character in the entire series.
Huh.
Oh, come on.
Tenma?
Tenma's young. He's still got that boyish, like, waify thing going on.
Every time I looked at Tenma, I was like, he's something between Kyo and a Clamp character.
Yes. Yes.
Like the way, especially the way the the style changed and like the lines of his hair became. I was like, ooh, very Clampy, but also you're Kyo.
Yeah.
No, it's like Ikki definitely also embodies, you know, way more romantic tropes that I'd be into. With his
Sari,
yeah, being in love with Sari and star-crossed sort of romance that they have, you know, I'm like, yeah, Ikki is,
that's a good ship,
yeah. So I'm like, I like Ikki, but obviously, yeah, obviously the best character is Yasuaki.
So we both have our favorites, and then Yasuaki,
and then there's Yasuaki, who is his own special treasure.
He is. By far, just like he's, you know, he moves the plot more than any other character,
for sure. He's the best comedy in this thing,
yes, by far.
Yes,
he's hilarious because he's this like super powerful sorcerer guy, yeah, who is not even human. And then also he's like 2 years old and it shows.
Yeah. And it's great.
It's
like
fabulous.
And even when, you know, like when human characters have their BS, like, oh my god, tantrums for volumes, you get annoyed at them, but with Yasuaki you're just like, it's just funny and great.
Like, it's and understandable. It's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yasuaki like hex off to the woods for like three volumes,
yeah,
and it's like, and everyone for those three volumes is like, where's Yasuaki? We need Yasuaki back, because he's the only one who moves the plot.
Yeah, they're like, where is Yasuaki? We rely on him to do everything.
Like, not only is he the top magician, he's the best fighter, too.
He's the best fighter. He sets up all these wards to protect their asses from demons,
yeah,
all the time. Like,
yeah.
And vengeful spirits.
Yeah. He's their connection to the other powerful magic people.
Yeah.
No, he's the best. But yeah, it's like, because I think she had to put so much thought into, okay, he's not human, how is he dealing with these things that are happening? Because she had to put so much thought into it,
yeah,
that ended up like showing in the writing, and it's like, okay, like we are actually never like mad at Yasuaki.
Yeah. And we always know what Yasuaki's like problems are.
Right. They're very simple.
Yeah. As opposed to other characters. Where it's like, why are you freaking out right now?
Like, Tomomasa.
Ron. Like, ugh.
Well, like, Ron's kind of understandable, too.
It was kind of, but it was just such an escalation.
Yeah.
So underutilized. Ron, you were justice for Ron.
Justice for Ron. Ron was robbed.
Ron was robbed. Okay, everybody. This is, yeah. Okay, so so many damn characters, but we should talk about bigger things, such as I am still actually pretty unclear on whether the Demon Clan are not humans. I think they are humans.
They are humans
that have like evil powers
from the mask. They their leader, I think, was it just the leader's spirits in the mask, or was it like everybody who ever died in the Demon Clan?
I think it was the leader.
Okay. So the leaders of the Demon Clan, when they die, their soul goes into the mask. So Akram has centuries, I guess, of dead leaders telling him, like resentful leaders being like, they stole our place. We used to be so powerful. Purity is important. This is why purity culture is bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely there's a lot of purity culture that happens on both camps in this.
I mean, Japan isn't good about this, generally. Mm-hmm. And this was also, you know, like a mediocre manga written in 2000.
Yeah, yeah.
My understanding is the demons are human. Also, calling them demons is really confusing because in my mind, Oni is like not... I guess it's because I grew up on Inuyasha, and the demons were yokai, and Oni were something else. Like, Oni were a type of yokai. Yeah, I grew up on Inuyasha and Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, what's going on here? yeah, so they're just a made-up, white-looking...
Yeah.
...clan of eugenicists.
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, so eventually you get backstory on the demon clan where they're like, we're getting so weak because they've been inbreeding forever at this point, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're like, more and more of their people are losing, actually, the demon powers. And there are less of them, I guess.
Yeah.
Overall. So Ikki is actually very reasonable in this regard, where he's like, yeah, we should have been breeding with, like, you know, we shouldn't be enemies of people in the capital. We should be, like, we should be allowed to marry them and love them if we wish and have kids with them. And you find out that Selfie is a half-demon clan, half capital child.
Which is really confusing, because of the four of them, you'd expect Ikki to be the odd man out here. Because he's the one that looks different.
Yeah, visually, Ikki is the one that is
different.
Definitely different. Like, he is dark-coated skin in the manga, which is different from the anime. He's white in the anime. And we are told that they all have blonde hair, but Ikki has white hair. So yeah, it's like, in that way, it makes sense that he's the one who's like, whatever, it just it doesn't matter.
He also brought up a good point, like, even if they took over the capital, they would lose immediately after.
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Yeah, we only ever see four people
there,
from the
there
demon
appeared
clan.
To be others that were just, like, not part of this.
But, yeah, because I took it as, like, they're the strongest four, right? Yeah. Like, because they were like, most people are losing their powers. So it's like, if these are the strongest four, Ikki is very confusing. Sure, Akram and Shirin seem...
They must be pure.
They must be pure. Then we know that Selfie is half.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just a lot of like so... In one way, Ikki is very reasonable because you're like, yes, diversity just makes you stronger. Like, this is just a fact of life.
Right.
At this
point. They didn't know about genetics back then.
That's true. Ikki clearly does. No. But yeah, I don't know. It was hard for me because it's just like, you know, the distinctions are never really made clear between them, other than the demon clan have some magical powers that normal humans don't, right? Like, and they're visually different, or so they say, and they're very confusing about it.
Right.
So it was hard to be like, yeah, but like assimilation and like all these other issues, you know? But yeah, no, definitely, I think this is the problem with lots of things, is that it's like, okay, you take over something, and then what? Yeah, do you have the power to, like, keep going? Like, to win something, you have to, like, completely, like, because they're just going to keep fighting. Yeah, like, even if the capital goes back and forth, like, it's just, it's just going to end up destroying the demons more. Yeah, and I feel like Ikki used the clearest language about them, too. Where he was always like, yes, the demons are just a clan. It's like, and I was like, okay, so you're not real demons?
Didn't appear to be.
Yeah.
I'm sort of, maybe I should have watched more of the anime and then, like, because I kind of knew that they were using the word oni before we watched the anime.
I don't know if you...
I don't know either.
How you would have known that. Yeah.
I have no idea. But now I'm like, the vengeful spirits. Oh, maybe you would have,
because we did watch a clip of the game.
Too. Oh.
Maybe you heard it.
Maybe. That. Yeah. Or maybe it was on the Wikipedia page or something. Because I'm also curious, like, what were the vengeful spirits? Were those, like, Ayakashi, like, in Noragami? What lore are we working with here? Maybe some of this would clear things up for me. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because they used Shikigami.
The demons didn't. No,
but I'm saying the literally they used the word Shikigami.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't translate it.
Right. Well, that's a hard one to translate.
Yeah, but they didn't, you know, it's
they
like,
didn't even try.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, now I'm like, wait, all right, so Yasuaki's a sorcerer. What word was that? Curious and curiouser.
Curious translations. I don't know. Yeah, so Ikki's the only right one. That's what I'm saying. It's just really hard to take reading this mediocre series, I think, in this particular time. Like, even outside of this particular time, it would have been hard knowing, like, Asher lived in Israel for about a year, and it's just like, yeah, okay, but it's not so easy, right? Like, it's bad. and now everything, literally every single thing is bad, so it's even worse. I feel like the other big thing we're talking about, which we kind of alluded to. Well, yeah, we've alluded to it multiple times now, where it's like this purity culture in multiple ways, and particularly with like why Yurihisa and Akane are like insufferable in some ways, right? Like they're not insufferable, but it's just like this is the most idealized BS, you know? Because like Yurihisa. To me, yeah, the problem with Yurihisa is that, like, he's growing up, he's extreme, he follows orders, he doesn't think about them that much, right? Like, is the sense you get. Dog of the military in FMA terms, or whatever.
You can't mix your Yu-Gi-Oh! And your FMA.
I can do whatever I want.
Mediocre shoujo.
It deserves... No, it doesn't. It's getting compared to way better things.
I mean, FMA is way better. Are we including Yu-Gi-Oh! In the way better?
I mean, it's not hard Yu-Gi-Oh! To be way better.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Knows what it is. It doesn't have this identity crisis
thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't have this identity crisis thing that's going on. But yeah, whatever. So Yurihisa is just... It's like, he experiences so many pretty horrific things, right? Like, the part of the backstory that we... Like, the earliest backstory that I actually liked, because I thought it felt mythology-like, was that he made a friend with, you know, a magical creature who then he had to kill or whatever, or right. Who died.
Like, an actual demon.
Yeah, exactly. This is the other thing that doesn't make sense to me, is, like, these two clans of human people are fighting in a world where there are actually legitimately demon spirits who they're all like, oh yeah, those things hate humans too, but they're like, there's never an ideological war over like we need to get rid of all the spirits. They're just like, oh yeah, Tengu was annoying, but like who cares? In the end we felt pretty bad that he died, you know. It's like, and I'm like, what? This is bananas. Like, it makes no sense. It's just freaking wild, you know. Like, on one hand I'm like, good for you for like subverting normal tropes, I guess, and on the other hand I'm like, this is so wildly just disrespectful to our real world conflicts, you know, like, and how complicated they are.
I mean, yes, I agree with that. Yeah. I also feel like I do like the I think it does make sense in if you're thinking of it in a Japanese like cultural way. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, those spirits and demons are always there, and they don't actually interfere with human life that much if you're careful.
Yeah, like, you have to be the one who's intruding on them.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is why you have Mikos, to purify everything, and this is why you have wards, and, like, don't walk off the path.
yeah, Yasuaki, don't walk off the lighted path. Immediately, gets pushed off the path. God damn it.
Yasuaki doesn't know bad words.
Yeah.
He's two.
He just gives the best, like, the, you know, resting face of fed up.
Yep.
He's just like, oh, God. Yep. He's the best, yeah. Where are we going before? Oh, yeah. So Yurihisa, you know, yeah, kills an actual demon who was his friend. He is partially responsible for the death of his brother, like, indirectly, by being inexperienced and made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't... First of all, that's so done. Like, we've done that 5,000 times. And, like, he was 15. Yeah. And, like... Yeah, they're sending little kids off to fight in battles. Like,
yeah, duh. What'd you think would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You paired him up with his brother as his captain? Like, yeah, his brother's gonna go save him. You just lost your valuable captain guy?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Who I did think was hotter than Yurihisa.
I would have to look at him again, but I think I probably agree.
Yeah. Yeah, get you a solid... Yeah. We're gonna find a good picture. Confirm that he's hotter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
So invisible.
I mean, this is actually the same haircut Yurihisa has later.
What, in the present day?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he was wearing present day clothes and he wasn't as good in them. It's not the same haircut.
It's pretty close. Yeah, all right. Yurihisa's hair is a little longer in the end.
Yeah. He looks much more like what's his face in DNA Angel.
Dark?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Don't do this to me.
Ooh, you're right. Oh, no.
Yep. I just. Thank you. I blew your mind.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dearest.
Oh, no. All right.
You love it.
Several things have been ruined for me.
Go-man. I'm not that go-man. Oh, man. Super not go-man. But yeah, he's legitimately just experiences a bunch of traumatic things, and yet we still. It's just like. He's like, I've just learned from my mistakes and now I'm perfect or something, you know? And it's like, oh, okay. We learn that Yurihisa doesn't dream. I think that's because he doesn't sleep. Still don't know when he sleeps, like, to be fair. I'm not wrong. it's just like, Yurihisa is just so... And like... Any joke that lands with Yurihisa is entirely from this pure thing, too, where it's like he's just such a goody two-shoes that he doesn't see, like, a second layer to whatever they're talking about. Or he just jumps to the most basic, like, kind of childish conclusion, like Yasuaki. But also part of it is that, like, I think Akane also is pure just because she, yeah, part of the problem with their chemistry is that she doesn't seem to be sexually motivated, like, at all, you know? And, like,
yeah. And, I mean, I feel like some of this is a problem of its time. It's like, oh, the prop, like, Tomomasa is like, ah, now the problem is you see us as men.
Yeah.
And,
That was Takamichi.
Oh, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, dang. Oh, you might be right. This was a while ago. This was actually back in volume 12, probably. Oh, no. This is a scary thing. This is a bad thing. And it's like,
ugh. Yeah, yeah. Definitely, like, yeah, she just doesn't seem motivated by, like, kisses. Like, when they happen, she seems kind of just like, she doesn't like it, you know? Like, she's right. not like, oh, like, when Yurihisa accidentally kisses her, she's not like, oh, I secretly did like it and I want him to kiss me again. She's just like, oh, this is weird. I like, don't know how to feel about it, right?
Yeah. When Tenma confesses to her, she just, like, ignores him for 15 volumes.
Yes. Exactly. And then they're always talking about how Akane is pure of heart and everything.
And she has to be. She's a Miko. Like, that's the job of a Miko. Like, yeah. Even if we didn't know she was purifying all these impurities, like, that's the function of a Miko in Shinto
Yeah, but, you know, ritual. She never has a... She never thinks about it, right? Like, right. She's not, like... Like, in the way that... The tension with Aisin is that he's a monk, and Akane has made him think about whether he wants to be a monk because he likes a girl, right? Like, he's like, oh, this directly contradicts my worldview.
Right.
Whereas, like, Akane is thrown into a very politically tumultuous situation, and I don't feel like she ever has to, like, nothing challenges her worldview at all. And that's why Yurihisa and Akane, like, completely lack ideology.
Yeah.
And, like, in some ways, it's like, yeah, ideology usually leads to bad places, and therefore, like, yeah, that's exactly how you stay pure, but,
yeah, know? I mean, with Akane, I think if she has any journey, it's crystallizing this thing she already had, like... And it's that violence is wrong. Wowie.
Mind-blowing conclusion.
It's like, you seek power, it's for the wrong reasons, and I will stop you. I will accept this power I do have to stop you. I will not be scared of this power anymore.
And true strength is, like, not having power and doing things anyway, basically.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just, again, it's still just like, you can't just, this isn't how you do anything in the real world, you know?
And then in my brain, I'm like, it would be weird for a samurai and a Miko to have political ideology.
No, yeah, exactly, it would.
Yeah, it would. And it's like, okay, so this is like, yeah, this is the most boring answer.
Yeah.
To the romantic question and the way the romantic question fits into the themes of the story. Yeah. We don't have to say it does. I think it would have been nicer if it did. I don't think it did all that much.
No. I think there was just an arc where she was like, oops, Yasuaki ran away. I guess they all have to think about themselves for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. The, like, one thing she got from... I'm a big... proponent of, like, you know, a relationship teaches you things about yourself and makes you better. The one thing she got from Yurihisa was like, oh, this is strength, right?
Yeah.
Is protecting and believing and whatever.
Yeah.
What did Yurihisa get from Akane?
I don't know. I was like, immediately as soon as you were like, Akane got this, I'm like, wait a minute, what did Yurihisa get?
Yurihisa got a cute waifu.
Yeah.
And some cute scenes, and...
He was a rule breaker that one time. I did appreciate that scene, actually. Where he has forgotten, like, she's sneaking away.
Yeah.
And he doesn't remember who she is. But she's like, drat! Only Yurihisa has caught me at the last moment. And she's like, no, come on, please, let me slip away or whatever, like.
And he's like, if you want to go, order me to go with you.
Yeah, he's just like, just give me a clear order and I have to follow you, you know? And I was like, okay, I appreciate this moment where he's like, I function only in these certain ways, but here is how you can use those ways against me. Like,
to get me what I want also.
Yes, yeah, to get us both what we want.
Yeah.
Use the system.
Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, I like Yurihisa.
Yeah, no, he's perfectly fine.
He's very funny.
Oh yeah.
But he's just so boring.
Yeah, he's all so basic.
She chose the white bread of Otome characters.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's very annoying that it's like icky. Going back to the purity of blood. It's like icky is correct, but in the end, that is not the solution that is reached here, right? Like, in the end, they're still just like, and we destroyed the head of the demon clan.
We don't know what happened to Akram.
Fine. I mean, I can assume that Icky and Sari are like, yeah!
Time to bone!
Time to bone down!
Inori just, like, sleeps at the forge for a week.
Yeah, and, like, suddenly Inori and Selfie and Shimon are just, like, brothers. The end.
The end.
Yeah.
Why did Shimon stay in Aeon Japan?
Asher's gonna be bothered by this forever.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. I would just like to point out that the deepest line I actually thought did come from Akane, but it was about Yasuaki, because of course it was.
Oh yeah, I liked this.
Yeah. So Yasuaki is all torn up about learning human things, which are all bad. He like learns how to lie basically, and he's like, no. And he cares about Akane, and he's like, how deal?
Right. I mean, part of Yasuaki's problem. So he's not human. He's a golem, basically.
Yes, he's basically a golem.
And so he didn't have a human heart. So while all the guardians had a mind-emotion connection to Akane, like they could feel what she felt, Yasuaki could, like, very clearly hear her thoughts.
Comedic gold as well.
Yes. So that when he ended up developing human feelings and, you know, growing a heart of his own, basically, yeah. Like the Grinch.
They're both green. It's valid.
Mm, you're right. I forgot. In my mind, his hair is blue.
No.
Like pale blue.
Mm-mm. It was pale green.
Yeah, you're right. I know. I choose to disregard the anime on this front. And many fronts. Yeah. So then he stopped being able to hear her and it freaked him out. On top of all the other things freaking him out.
Yeah. So then, yeah. Okay. So it's in direct response to, yeah, him freaking out about not being able to hear what's in Akane's thoughts or heart anymore. And he's like, I am, you know, he's like, I am broken now. Like, I'm not a human and I'm not a golem anymore. What am I? You know, he's having a problem. So, but Akane has always been, you know, pure, sweet Akane. So she's like, Yasuaki's just, like, yeah, he's weird, but he's fine. Like, I still like him. He's nice. And so she's just like, Yasuaki, you're not broken. It's normal not to hear other people's hearts. We're all too busy listening to our own. And I was like, what? Did Haruka just say something like, good?
Yeah.
Like,
and that's a good thing to keep in mind is like, yeah, no, we don't know anything about what's going on in anybody's world, yeah. No matter how close we are with them. And it's good to, you know, approach things thinking that people have best intentions.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to.
We're trying.
We're trying.
We are all trying. Yeah. On the one hand, I'm like, there should be a shipping corner. And on the other hand, I'm like, should there be? We've already talked about the two mains.
Yeah.
Yeah. My understanding is that you did not feel Akane had any connection to any of them, really, in a romantic way.
Yeah. I think the manga went a little too, like, it leaned a little too hard on, like, okay, this is an Otome game. She's supposed to be able to end up with any of them.
Yeah.
And for a very long time, the manga was like, and we're going to leave these options open so that she can end up with anyone because she's still supposed to be this stand-in for whoever's playing the game.
Yeah.
And I think that just went on too long. And then at the point where she could have started really connecting with any of them. They all lost their memories of her, which was stupid.
I was like, I can't believe we went here. Very annoying.
Like, if you went there, end it sooner and let them regain their memories on their own. All of them. They all have some key thing that they associate with Akane, like some key lesson they learned because of her, because of their connection to her. This dumb curse purifying thing. So annoying.
So it was pretty annoying. And then it wasn't even worth it for the Yasuaki joke that he had his memories all along. He just, like, pretended not to, but also, like, pretended really poorly. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Yasuaki. Yeah. To be fair, I do feel like a lot of the problems are not necessarily Mizuno's fault. Like, this is definitely a problem of, like, way too many cooks in this kitchen, I think. Especially given some of her author's notes in these were her being like, I actually wanted Akane to reject Tenma immediately. You know, like, he confesses in volume 2, and she's like, yeah, I wanted her to reject him. But then the editors were like, no, you cannot do that. And she's like, why? I still thought that he could be like, okay, he was rejected, but clearly he still likes her. And then he could, like, she could still see that and know it openly. And then, like, yeah, they could have another encounter later. And so she was like,
normal thing that happens in high school.
Exactly. She was like, that's when I learned that realistic romances are not, like, like, desirable, apparently, in shoujo manga. And I was like, man, that would have been so much better. Like,
yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then it's like, totally, you know, she could have rejected him again, but it's still, like, it would have been a way more interesting dynamic than to just...
It would have, and it would have also been, like, better behavior than her
just ignoring, like... him forever.
Yeah.
And him trying to be like, I guess I shouldn't push it.
So. Yeah, and, like, that ended up damaging their friendship.
Yeah! Oof. Like, no, I definitely felt bad for them. I mean, they seem okay in the end, but I was definitely like, man, you guys are not fun anymore, you know? It's like, you ruined you both. Or you at least ruined Tenma, and that's not fun. I love Tenma. There was also just a lot of forced, like, I'm like, Inori Shimon and Takamichi don't, and Tomomasa, like, don't.
Tomomasa I could have seen.
Oh my god, he was so insufferable.
He was such a... Yes.
Now I just
after
hate
the
him.
Curse, it was just like, no.
I just hate him so much
now. If he had had that sort of, I want her to prove me wrong thing, while he had his memories...
Yeah.
I think, first of all, he would have been, like, less annoying about it, because, like, he wouldn't have been, like, just off the walls crazy. Like, he came off very weird. Did not make any sense. But also, then it would have made sense. Because, like, oh, wait, I have been forced into this position. I feel myself having feelings. I don't want to have feelings.
Feelings.
I'm also 30 years old.
Yeah, oh, he's by far the oldest.
Yeah. It's icky. I mean, not icky doll.
Yeah.
But... it is yucky.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, that was, I think that was interesting. I also like Tomomasa more than you do. Like, I started out in a place of liking him more than you did.
Okay.
And you know I like the scheming political guys, usually.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, that was just weird. Just weird.
Just weird all around.
Yeah. No, and Takamichi shouldn't have liked her.
No.
No, yeah. Didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. And Inori and Shimon are both like, we're little boys and we have little boy crushes.
Yeah, it's like... if Inori had been around more and shown up a little earlier, I could have seen him as a contender. Because he is actually, like, around the right age. Like, he doesn't bother me the way that, like, Tomomasa or Takamichi do. And, like, he's actually not that bad. Like, he's a pretty good catch. honestly.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah.
He learned from his mistakes.
Eventually. Yeah. And he unlearned them.
And yeah, very annoying.
Yeah, if you want to really just, like, just tick the heck out of your readers, undo character development. Yeah, that's great. Just do it.
And then make them even worse than their original versions of themselves.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But, like, Inori was always just, like, hecking off to his village, so...
Yeah, he was always like, I have a job.
I have a job, I have a sister.
Yeah. Like, I understood why.
Yeah. But it's also like, okay, narratively, this is annoying.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. That's fair. Sad. Yeah. Yasuaki.
He's two. He's two. I liked their dynamic a lot. I
loved his confession was great.
It was so good. It was the best. But, like, also... That's not... I don't want them to end up together.
No. But it was just great that he came blazing in and he was like, Priestess, I love you.
Right?
After literally every other boy in this manga had been messing around, they're all like, what?
Right. Well, I mean, Tenma, like, also, eventually, like, from his standpoint, because he'd known her for a while.
Yeah.
You know. From our standpoint, he just love confessed in volume 2.
Yeah.
Like, immediately after reuniting with her.
He was like, dang, we might die. I need to say it.
Right, which is a terrible reason. I mean, yes and no. But, like, I liked their dynamic as, like, I loved how she changed him. Like,
yeah.
I love... non-human things growing a heart. Like, I'm into it. I love Wally.
You need to read The Golem and the Djinn if you haven't
I
already.
Do.
You super do.
I know. It's been recommended to me. Yeah, it's been kind of hard to find.
I'll make this happen for you. Okay.
I mean, you're much better at this than I am, yeah.
It's relatable because, yeah... Yasuaki is a golem.
Right. I mean, I guess actually he's a homunculus. I feel like that word is more, now that FMA has come out, more accessible to people than golem. I think so.
Have I been tainted by you Jews? Is that what's happening?
Well, you also read The Golem and the Djinn.
I did read The Golem and the Djinn.
I think now, I mean, yeah, golem is a Jewish, for anyone who doesn't know, golem is a Jewish... story, folktale. It made out of clay, comes to life, protects the village, goes crazy.
Throws a wild party.
Yeah, party's the word.
Yes.
But I think also now, like, there's Gollum from Lord of the Rings and Golem the Pokemon to confuse people.
I did not think about that.
Fine. But, like, people know FMA.
Everybody and their mom knows FMA.
Yeah, literal moms know FMA now.
Yeah. Because we're the mommy.
Exactly.
That's, I said, but Asher and I talk about kids, like, fairly frequently. Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, the best ship is Iki and Sari.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Even though Sari is just, is a nice girl.
Sari in just being a nice girl... is more interesting than a guy.
It's true.
Sari is like, the things we know about Sari is she's like, she's got a bad constitution, like, yep. She's sickly and she's nice and she will, you know, sneak out still and go take care of people. And, you know, that's cool.
And she ran across Iki one time and he was like, look at this sad human. She's in bad shape. I'm a nice man. I'm
nice. And they fell in love, and it was very cute.
He's so cute.
Yes.
This is definitely a case where it was like, okay, yes, the less it is explained, the better it is.
Definitely. I'd have liked to see more scenes of them. Just like, you know, just one panel.
Yeah.
They're looking longingly at each other.
Yeah. Just give me that one, real cute scene.
With meaningful flowers somewhere.
Yeah.
And don't say anything.
Ah. Okay. Well, that's Haruka. We finally did it. What am I supposed to do now? Now I don't have a joke manga to lead up to anyway.
Well, now you get to make me read all sorts of Clamp again.
Fine.
Maybe we'll read a good one next time.
It's true. Yeah. Either I make Asher read Hot Hot Trash or unexpectedly very good random thing that nobody else is talking about, and why? So maybe next time we'll throw some darts and they'll land on cute manga again.
Or we'll hook up and I'll be like, Ashley, why'd you make me read this? Ashley, this had a gross age gap in it.
No, I would never make you. Mm. You're not my guest for what? Okay.
You'd never make me.
Okay. Mm. Never is a strong word. Mm. You will not be my guest for Takane and Hana if that God. Makes you feel better.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry. I know. Thank you. I just started thinking about throwing. I was like, we played darts in the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Can we make a literal dartboard with random manga titles on it and throw them? YOLO. Asher is making very, very skeptical faces at me.
I'm not good at darts.
I didn't say you had to do it.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Shoujo and Tell, one random person who knows enough about Haruka to have followed this conversation. Comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns. Please, seriously, if you have watched Haruka, please tell me. I need to know. Email shoujoandtell@gmail.com or leave a comment on the episode's YouTube page. We're at Shoujo and Tell on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. You cannot find Asher on the internet or in real life because that would definitely be creepy. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd much rather you try to find me on the internet.
You can attempt to try to find him on the internet. Great.
You might be able to.
Intriguing. Are you excited every time you see a new episode from us? If so, please consider leaving a rating on Apple Podcasts. This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time for Paradise Kiss by Ai Yazawa, and I'll be joined by Lucy and Robin from Clampcast in Wonderland. It should be very exciting. We haven't done a Jose in a while. Stay tuned until then. Bye.
Bye.